According to the latest figures from the CDC, approximately 1 million Americans are injured annually as a result of falling on ice and snow. I'm Peter Rosenberg, and as a caregiver for my wife for more than 35 years, I understand the importance of helping someone with a mobility impairment get in and out of the home safely, particularly in inclement weather. And that's why this winter I'm using HeatTrack. They're snow and ice melting mats that you just plug in and they provide you a safe walkway to your garage, to your mailbox, to your deck, to your business. Whatever the need, HeatTrack has a mat that will fit that need and make sure that you can get in safely during snow and ice. You don't have to plow, you don't have to shovel, and you don't have to worry about falling because you're walking on something that is safe and secure and dry. This winter, let's stay out of the emergency room. Let's make sure we're safe. Go to HeatTrack.com. You know, these make a great gift as well. During inclement weather, let's stay out of the emergency room and enjoy the winter instead. Go to HeatTrack.com. All right, I have a very special guest. His name is Aaron Torquist, and Aaron is on the phone with me from Nashville, Tennessee, or Franklin, Tennessee, right outside of Nashville. I've known Aaron since he was a young teenager, and he is now 43 years old. Aaron is a spectacular man who has Down syndrome and continues to be just a joy to everyone he engages with. So, Aaron, you with me?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Well, Aaron, I had you on today for a very special reason. And what is that reason?
About how Elvis mentioned me.
Well, today is Elvis's birthday. He would have been 87,
yes,
Aaron.
Yes.
And you are an Elvis tribute artist. What does that mean to be an Elvis tribute artist?
Well, there's two ways for saying that. That's what the people call it now. Elvis tribute artist. Back in old
they don't call days, it. They won't call it Elvis impersonator anymore, do they?
No, they don't. No, that means for people don't respect Elvis and his music, but they're making fun of it. And now people don't like it anymore. And then now they start calling them Elvis tribute artists, and they start liking it again.
Well, your dad sent me some pictures of you guys because you've had a lot of snow there in Middle Tennessee, and you were obviously stuck in the home, and so you were wearing some of your Elvis gear. You've got several suits, don't you?
Yes, I did.
And now, what drew you to this? What drew you to Elvis? What did you like about Elvis?
Well, I have very strong connection to his religions, music, and personal life, and I have connection with that.
Let me ask you a couple of questions about that. Number one, you now are 43 years old. That means that you're older. You've lived longer now than Elvis did. And for individuals with Down syndrome, that's saying something because there was a time where people with Down syndrome didn't live very long, and here you are at 43. What do you think? What do you think about that, Aaron?
On behalf,
but you're older than Elvis. You're older than Elvis was when he died. Does that strike you as odd?
Yeah. This is my first time I found out how old he died. When he died, I was 42. I was 42, but I'm lucky. I'm still here.
Do you have some thoughts that you'd like to share about Down syndrome? And now that you've blown the curve of the longer life expectancy, everything else, your dad says this to me about you. I don't know if you know this or not, but this is what your dad tells me about you. He says that Aaron is a wise man. He calls you a wise man.
That's true.
Your dad calls me a wise guy, but he calls you a wise man. And you have great wisdom. I've talked with you many times over the years. You've been on my program several times, and you've also been there in the studio with me when we did the show in Nashville. And you have a wisdom to you, Aaron, and it's a quiet wisdom that is that comes from a lot of deep thoughts. And I want to explore some of those with you, and I want you to share some things that are on your heart when we come back from the commercial. Can you hang through the break? Can you hang on for just a little bit?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, listen, this is Peter Rosenberger. This is Hope for the Caregiver. This is the program for you as a family caregiver. We're talking with my longtime friend, Aaron Tornquist. He has Down syndrome, and he has some great insights to offer us and to parents of Down syndrome children. 888-589-8840. We'll be right back. Back to Hope for the Caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is the program for you as a family caregiver. Aaron, you know who that is singing?
I don't remember exactly.
That is a guy named Russ Taff, and that is my wife Gracie singing with him from her CD Resilient. How'd she do there, Aaron? She do all right? I mean, she's no Elvis. She's no Elvis, but she does all right.
Yes, she does.
Aaron Tornquist joined me today from Franklin, Tennessee. He's a wonderful young man, and I still call you young man, Aaron. But I've known him since he was a teenager, and I guess I met you when you were 12, and maybe even younger than that. And I've been just
started here.
That's right. And Elvis's birthday is today, and Aaron is an Elvis tribute artist. Aaron has Down syndrome. And he shares freely about things that he's learned along the way and what he's learned about life, about God, about himself. And his father, Greg, and I have been friends for a very long time, written a couple of songs together. And Greg is, they've been in the studio with me in Nashville when we did the show there. And Aaron comes on periodically. And normally I would actually have Aaron on during October, which is Down Syndrome Awareness Month. But this year it got a little bit weird from us with Gracie having a pretty ugly surgery on her leg when she fell and broke it, and then her mother passed away, and it just got away from it. But I thought, what better day to have him on than Elvis's birthday? And my favorite story, Aaron, that your dad tells is that when he'll drop you off at Graceland sometimes, and one of the tour guides at Graceland asked if you'd ever been there before, and what did you tell him?
I said I've been a lot more than Elvis did.
You were at Graceland more than Elvis was. Do you know, Aaron, the three Grammys that Elvis won? Can you tell me what they were for?
Well, it's the same song for different shows on that same song called How Great Thou Art.
That's right. And that is a wonderful hymn that ties in what we were talking about earlier as I look at it over the vast landscape where we live in Montana. Oh, Lord, my God, when I an awesome wonder, and Elvis won a Grammy for that one. And the record he won a Grammy for, do you remember that one?
Yeah, that was that song, yeah.
Well, yeah, but he won it for another one, too. Bill Gaither wrote it called He Touched Me. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
And it's interesting, of all the songs that he recorded, his Grammys came from gospel records, and he was a great lover of gospel music. Aaron, the world right now is trying to do everything it can to prevent Down syndrome children from being born. That's got to resonate on such a level with you I'd like to hear your thoughts on that, on parents who are expecting a child that may have Down syndrome. And what do you think? What are your thoughts on that? Because there's a move right now to eradicate Down syndrome by eradicating the baby. And here you are, 43 years old. You've lived longer than most believe that Down syndrome children would. You've, as your father says, you're a wise man. You have a very, very full life. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, a child who has been born with Down syndrome, some do make it, some don't, because they don't have the same chromosome most people don't have. I like all Down syndrome people. I like kids with Down syndrome. I think that all parents should be more careful when they make plans for the child's future or let down, treat others just like anybody else.
Hmm. Tell me about your dad.
Oh, man, my dad's a great caregiver to me. I've been with him, with my dad about 43 years while I was a baby boy. Oh, he said, that's my boy. He's always, I'm a big lobber.
He's a pretty good old guitar player, too, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah, he has.
He plays better than Elvis did, doesn't he?
I will not say that.
I can hear him laughing in the background. Do you, your father brags on you a lot, and
yeah, he
enjoys you. He delights in you and he enjoys you. He is extremely proud of you. And,
yeah.
You know, and I think that is the relationship you two have is remarkable. Tell me how your faith has grown through your journey as well, of coming to understand how God has provided for you, has cared for you, redeemed you, and loves you, and all those things that are part of your life. How has your faith journey been through this?
Oh, man, I truly believe in that, because I know my first time I got a couple of years ago, I was sick, and I was getting better. I didn't know that it could get better right away. But I was in bed asleep, and some people says in the Bible saying about God will lift you up and he'll hold you, make you feel better again. And I had that 24-hour bug, but now I'm feeling fine now, because most people, I have special Y for Down syndrome. People have 47 chromosomes. I have. My faith, I believe in faith. I know faith can change anybody's life.
Well, your dad tells me that you have a wall of prayer, that you put prayer requests on your wall. I remember when Gracie was very sick, you put her on the wall. And tell me about some of the prayer requests that you have that you put on your wall.
Well, I'll put anybody, anyone I think of. You, your wife, anybody.
It's really meaningful. There are a lot of people that don't have a prayer wall, but here you have a prayer wall, and you are going to God, and I believe that you have such a ministry to folks that they may not even know about, but you're doing it, and you're being faithful to pray on this. And Aaron, I tell you, it's very meaningful to hear that. When your dad told me, when Gracie first got COVID, when it first came out, she was the first one in our county out here. And your dad texted me and said, "Aaron's got Gracie on the prayer wall," and I was quite moved by that, and I thank you for that, Aaron. Any last thoughts that you have with us? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I first started making a war room wall because I've been watching this movie. Her name is Priscilla Sire, and her movie is called War Room. You know, I've been watching it for a long time, and you know, I realized, I know it says War Room, the prayer is a powerful prayer to think of. It's in the book of Matthew 6:6.
And you have you go into your closet and pray.
Yeah.
Is that what? Let me look up that verse here. What is that? Pray, go into your room. Close the door and pray to your Father who is in unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
Yeah,
it says.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what, and you take that verse literally and you actually do that. And you go into your room, you shut your door and you pray to your Father who is in the secret place. What an inspiration that is.
I usually pray without people seeing me doing it. I just want to do it my own time.
Well, that's what he asked us to do, and you're being obedient to do that. What's the last thing you want to share before we close this time out? Aaron, anything else that's on your heart? Anything about it? Like I said, it's Elvis's birthday. You're an Elvis tribute artist. I love you. I saw you in the gold jacket, by the way. It looks great on you, just like Elvis's. And it looks great on you. Yeah. You look spectacular.
Yeah, when Elvis wore that was back in 1957. He had a homecoming concert when he was born in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Well, you've got the I've seen you with the black and white shirt and pants and the white shoes with the black trim. What is that outfit?
That outfit is worn. Well, that shirt is a gift from I got for my birthday from my dad's girlfriend Chrissy. She gave it to me for my birthday. I am so proud she's doing it. I'm glad he's here with us. And wow, I'll say wow. See,
well,
yeah,
do you?
I love it.
Has your dad ever given you a cape to wear?
A cape,
like Elvis wore with his big cape.
The big cape with the eagle on it. That was cape from my mother.
You actually have that cape with the eagle on it.
Yes, yeah, I still have the cape. Yeah.
All right, you got to send me a picture of that one. You got to send me a picture of that one, Aaron.
Don't worry, he will.
Well, Aaron, I thank you very much for taking the time to join me today and just share your heart. And I hope that our listeners today will take heart in what you've inspired us to do. You go into your closet and you pray for people. You trust God with your journey, and you've lived with Down syndrome now for 43 years. You have a very full life. You love to work. You love to engage with people. And I tell you, I've enjoyed having you on the show. We'll have to do this again, specifically, maybe even on Elvis's 90th birthday. We'll see it. But I just think it's wonderful to have you here, and I thank you very much for taking the time. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome.
Aaron Turnquist, Franklin, Tennessee, and we thank him for being on the show with us today.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy, and you are listening to Hope for the Caregivers with Peter Rosenberg. And if you're not listening to it, you're a communist. Get it done.
Some of you know the remarkable story of Peter's wife, Gracie. And recently, Peter talked to Gracie about all the wonderful things that have emerged from her difficult journey. Take a listen.
Gracie, when you envisioned doing a prosthetic limb outreach, did you ever think that inmates would help you do that?
Not in a million years.
When you go to the facility run by CoreCivic and you see the faces of these inmates that are working on prosthetic limbs that you have helped collect from all over the country that you put out the plea for, and they're disassembling. You see all these legs, like what you have, your own prosthetic
and
legs.
And arms, too.
And arms.
Everything.
When you see all this, what does that do to you?
Makes me cry. Because I see the smiles on their faces. And I know what it is to be locked someplace where you can't get out without somebody else allowing you to get out. Of course, being in the hospital so much and so long. These men are so glad that they get to be doing, as one band said, something good finally with my hands.
Did you know before you became an amputee that parts of prosthetic limbs could be recycled?
No, I had no idea. You know, I thought of peg leg. I thought of wooden legs. I never thought of titanium and carbon legs and flex feet and sea legs and all that. I never thought about that.
As you watch these inmates participate in something like this, knowing that they're helping other people now walk, they're providing the means for these supplies to get over there, what does that do to you, just on a heart level?
I wish I could explain to the world what I see in there. And I wish that I could be able to go and say, this guy right here, he needs to go to Africa with us. I never not feel that way. Every time, you know, you always make me have to leave. I don't want to leave them. I feel like I'm at home with them, and I feel like that we have a common bond that I would have never expected that only God could put together.
Now that you've had an experience with it, what do you think of the faith-based programs that CoreCivic offers?
I think they're just absolutely awesome. And I think every prison out there should have faith-based programs like this, because the return rate of the men that are involved in this particular faith-based program and other ones like it, but I know about this one, is just an amazingly low rate compared to those who don't have them. And I think that that says so much. That doesn't have anything to do with me. It just has something to do with God using somebody broken to help other broken people.
If people want to donate a used prosthetic limb, whether from a loved one who passed away or, you know, somebody who outgrew them, you've donated some of your own for them to do. How do they do that? Where do they find it?
Please go to standingwithhope.com/recycle. standingwithhope.com/recycle.
Thanks, Gracie. Take my hand.